Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. This is episode 28, and this has been an episode that's been kind of like sitting around. Haven't really done much, mainly just because I've been dealing with the stuff that had to do with my back since I hurt my back recently. And, you know, just life. And then the holidays, I really didn't feel like talking to a lot of people or expressing anything had to do with my podcast. I just wanted some time off, which it just, you know, it is what it is. I just, you know, just kind of enjoying life, seeing how it goes, dealing with good old North Carolina weather where it's one day it's 10 degrees and then the next day is 80. So there's that. New Year's was pretty good. This year has started off pretty wild. You know, we're only 13 days into the new year and there's been some pretty wild times. We'll slowly get to that. So it's just, you know, from the last episode, just was more talking about the craziness that's going on in America and how it seems to just be in this weird, weird place and just a weird time right now, which hopefully that it'll eventually work itself out, which I hope, but who knows. So let's just, you know, go right into it. So I've saved quite a few articles. So a lot of these are dated back to like early December. I don't think I really talked about them. Like the ATF has decided to destroy the evidence in an ongoing case against them for illegally trafficking firearms to the Mexican drug cartels. Agent committed untold numbers of felonies in this case, and they're doing their best to erase the history of it. So pretty much Fast and Furious didn't happen, which I really wouldn't suspect the ATF to do that. I mean, they did a pretty good job of trying to cover shit up in Ruby Ridge and Waco. So not surprised by the ATF's like history and their track record of doing whatever the fuck they want. So the article goes on and says, this week, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosive quietly informed the House and Senate Judiciary Committees of its intent to destroy firearms from the Obama era. Operation Fast and Furious scandal. The decision drew a sharp rebuke from the top Republicans of the House Judiciary Committee, Ohio Rep. Jim Jordan, which he seems to be one of the few that's actually voicing his opinion on things as of late. Him and Thomas Massie, they're probably the only, and Ron Paul is probably the only Republicans I give a shit about. The rest of them can eat a dick. Although the ATF apparently intends to forget its dangerous misconduct in Operation Fast and the Furious, the scandal is still a matter of public concern, he wrote in a letter to the ATF on Tuesday. Given the potential for ongoing criminal and possible civil actions, it is not in the interest of the justice for the ATF to destroy potential evidence associated with Operation Fast and the Furious. The ATF decision was prompted after an audit of an ATF storage site in West Virginia, where thousands of firearm parts, and ammunition has been stolen. Where is this warehouse? I'm asking for a friend. Operation Fast and Furious was a name given to the ATF gun walking scheme, in which Straw purchases firearms were supposed to be tracked by federal agents as they were trafficking south across the border into Mexico. During the height of the operation, The ATF monitored the sale of roughly 2,000 firearms, of which were only 710 have been recovered as of February 2012. More likely, you're probably not going to find a lot of these guns because I'm pretty sure these the Mexican cartel has probably already ripped out the serial numbers on them. So filed them down, did everything they could. So good luck with that. The operation finally came to an end after shooting the death of a Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, in December of 2010. An investigation into the incident found that the cartel members have crossed into Arizona to hunt marijuana traffickers to rob. It's further revealed that two of the rifles recovered from the scene were Agent Terry's was killed. The scene where Agent Terry was killed were linked to the Fast and the Furious operation. So this just makes it look even worse. So like their guns were used to kill Americans, which great job on your plan to try to do that operation. So, I mean, ATF going, this is coming from gunsamerica.com. If you guys want to find the article, the title of it is ATF plans to destroy Fast and Furious guns. So if you guys want to look into it and read it a little bit further, I mean, I'm not surprised. Like pretty much I'm really not surprised by the ATF and their decisions on what they do. I mean, they just, you know, they just like fucking shit up. I'm surprised, you know, that there wasn't, you know, a track record of all the dogs they killed, but we'll never know. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, overall, like, I say I don't know a lot on this, but, like, really, like, what it is ATF should be abolished. Like, they have done nothing other than make law-abiding citizens into felons. They put guns into felons' hands and criminals and international criminals' hands. But they have yet to like stop that. Like they enforce like, you know, stuff on American citizens, but they don't like them being caught in the act of Fast and the Furious and giving guns to the Mexican cartel and then having the Mexican cartel shoot an American Border Patrol. Like that's just, I mean, personally, this is just one of those where, it's just, you know, it's just absolutely, it's an absolute shame that we allow this to happen. And it's just, you know, it's time for us to get rid of the ATF. The ATF, since it's been created, like I said, has like, I'm probably repeating myself on this, but the ATF hasn't done anything. Like it doesn't, it just, you know, violates our constitutional rights. So ATF needs to go. The next story is coming from Twitter account of Michael Schellenberg. It was the Twitter files, which the Twitter files that they keep releasing are just absolutely gold. So this one comes from 12/19/2022. So like I said, we're going back into December and we're going to just go over stuff that I thought was interesting. So Twitter files, part 7, the FBI and Hunter Biden laptop. This is just, you know, this just never ends. The FBI and the Hunter Biden laptop, how the FBI and intelligence community discredited factual information about Hunter Biden's foreign business deals, both after and before the New York Post revealed the contents of his laptops on October 14th, 2020. He said in Twitter files number 6, we saw the FBI relentlessly seek the exercise influence over Twitter, including over its content, its users, and its data. And then he goes on and says, we present evidence pointing to an organized effort by representatives of the intelligence community, IC, aimed at senior executives at news and social media companies to discredit leaked information about the Hunter Biden before and after it was published. We present evidence pointing to an organized effort. Representatives of the it's just screenshots that I took of what he was saying on Twitter file. So pardon me on that. The story began in December 2019 when a Delaware computer store owner named John Paul Mac issued contacts to FBI about a laptop that Hunter Biden had left with him. On December 9, 2019, the FBI issued a subpoena for it and taking Hunter Biden's laptop. The next day, October 14, 2020, the New York Post runs its explosive story, revealing the business dealings of the president, Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Every single fact in it was accurate. And yet, within hours, Twitter and other social media companies censored the New York Post article, preventing it from spreading and, more importantly, undermining its credibility in the minds of many Americans. He goes on. And yet, within... on December 2nd, M. Tabby, I think his name is. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I am very terrible at pronouncing names. And obviously, today I'm pretty tongue-tied. Described the debate inside Twitter over its decision to censor a wholly accurate article. Since then, we have discovered new information that points to an organized effort by the Intel Committee to influence Twitter and other platforms. He goes on. Hunter Biden earned tens of millions of dollars in contracts with foreign business, including one leaked to Chinese government, for which Hunter offered no real work. Here's an overview by an investigative journalist. It shows a video. I don't have the video. I'm pretty sure you can Google it. It's from Peter Schweizer. And yet, during all of the 2020, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies repeatedly primed Yoel Ruth Roth to dismiss reports of Hunter Biden's laptop as a Russian hack and leak operation. This was from a sworn declaration by Roth given in December 20th. It shows his whole statement. Then he goes on and continue again. They did the same thing, according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg, that the FBI basically came to us and was like, hey, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in 2016 election. There's about to be some kind of dump similar to that. He kind of cuts off on that. And it just pretty much he says, despite where the FBI warns of the Russian hacking operators related to Hunter Biden, despite Twitter pushback, the FBI repeatedly requests information from Twitter that Twitter has already made clear it was not sharing outside of normal legal channels. Then in July 2020, the FBI Elvis Chain arranges for temporarily top secret security clearance for Twitter executives so that the FBI can share information about threats to the upcoming elections. So, we have already seen what was going on with this happening. And they talked about it on Jared Rogan's podcast when he had Mark Zuckerberg on him. Then they were talking about how the FBI was pushing for them to pull the Hunter Biden's laptop, which, I mean, if anything of all this is dealing with foreign business, especially the Chinese government, I mean, I would assume that that's some kind of form of like treason. And I mean, I can see why that Democrats didn't want that to show up because, I mean, you didn't want Trump to win another election. So you just, you know, kind of hit it too. And plus also, what does it make? Like, it brings a lot of questions to the average American people that don't vote for either side of the party. So it would just, it really hurt their party. So, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, the real question is, why did the FBI cover it up? Like, I mean, I get, like, you can use the excuse of they covered up because of national security, but why did they cover it up though? Because I mean, like, this seems like this is, if it came out, so if it comes out and then it became true and then they covered it up and then they're now saying that they, like, the companies are coming out and saying that they did cover it up and they thought it was misinformation. But who are you to decide what is misinformation or not? Like, that's the whole point of freedom of speech, right? Like, it's your decision to, you decide as a person and whether you're going to believe the intel or not. Like, they have dumbed down the education system so much that people don't even want to research into anything. And like I said, like, then a couple podcasts ago, like, there's not much really effort into researching things. Like, it's pretty simple, especially when you're like looking for something. So we have the most power in our hands and yet we cannot research our own information, that you need the government to step in. Like, that sounds like the most like 1984 bullshit I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, what is, who are you to step in and say this is misinformation? Like, how do you know it's misinformation? Like, they're saying that it's misinformation because it's from Russians. But when they did the dossier, the only thing they found out that Russia was really just hacking and helping out the DNC and wasn't really helping Trump out. So, like, everything that they accused Trump for, they have done, which is the craziest fucking thing, because I'm pretty sure they're both doing it. Like, it's not like just the DNC is the only ones that are like the good guys and there aren't, and like GOP is out here just doing, you know, like, they're just the bad criminals, or the DNC is the bad criminals and the GOP is just like, look at us, we're the white knights, like, we're the best people. Like, they're both doing it. It's just they're telling on each other, but it still shouldn't matter, because who are you to decide what is misinformation to the American people? Just because you're in a government, you're an elected official to represent me. Like, you don't represent like yourself or your personal interests, which seems to be the new thing, is to represent yourself and your personal interests. You can ask, go ahead. You can ask the fucking GOP's Karen, Dan Crenshaw, because that guy got so butthurt because of the speaker situation that he started punching his walls in his office. Like, there's videos of his knuckles that are like beat up from punching things. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Like, Karen needs to chill the fuck out. So it's just, you know, it still brings, like I said, is a lot of questions on the, like, who are you to decide what is misinformation or not? So, like, you know, when they hired the fact checkers, and then I was just like, you know, like, I knew the fact checkers wasn't real when people were making satire memes and they were fact checking them. Like, that's not, like, that's something that shouldn't be fact checked. Like, you don't need to fact check it because it's a meme. Like, it's supposed to be comedy. So I don't know. But like, if you believe everything on the internet, then like, I think you're pretty foolish. But I mean, both sides have their own side of the internet that they try to believe in. All right. So moving on. This is from January 2nd, so a day after the New Year's. The CDC urges teachers and schools nurses to put up LGBT flags, separate psychology from gender and psychology. I don't know why I was, I'm having a fucking retarded moment right now. Like, the autism is speaking really loud. From gender and adopt LGBT curriculums, VIA. This came from Tyler O'Neill and the Daily Signal. This is his article, and the title of it is CDC urges teachers and administrators, school nurses to adopt LGBT curriculum and endorse transgender identity. Just days after Christmas, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention republished a self-assessment tool urging teachers, administrators, school health staff, and others to become an awesome ally by advocating for LGBT causing causes in school. The document cites multiple LGBT activist groups, including a division of the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. The CDC did not respond to the Daily Signal's request for comment about the document, which is originally published in October of 2020. School administrators are LGBTQ. Inclusively self-assessment tool can help you quickly gauge. This is from like the CDC of adolescents. This is their Twitter page. And they go on like to a link that can gauge your inclusivity at your school. See your score today. I guess it's some kind of weird test. I don't know. It's probably something to monitor us. It's fucking skinwalkers. The document, all right, the self-assessment tool appears on the CDC's youth website in the section for schools and under the drop-down tools for supporting LGBT youth. Schools play a critical role in supporting the health and academic development of all youth, including success of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer questioning youth. The document stated create and sustaining inclusive school environment policies, programs, and practice that include their acronym again, because it's fucking the only thing that they believe in, health and academic success of the youth. So pretty much the CDC wants, like, I don't know how the fuck does the Center of Disease and, Control and Prevention has anything to do with the Department of Education. I think after the whole COVID thing, we kind of like let them do whatever the fuck they want. And then it just gone to like this weird fucking like power hungry issues. Like, one, children should be left alone on whatever decision that they decide. Like, children don't have a fucking decision outside of waking up and playing outside. Like, you guys are making out like these children into being like the weird people are like, my child's my best friend. And it's like, you're 35 and your child's 7. So you believe that a 7-year-old is your best friend. Like, you believe that a 7-year-old can comprehend your thought process is the same way that another 35-year-old would process. That's just those people shouldn't have children, but they will. And then you got this weird agenda that where they talk about transgender children, but like a lot of those trans children started from their fucking weird parents that has the same view of them being their fucking best friend. It's a push for the narrative to be accepted into society as some like fucking martyr. So like your whole goal, Karen, is to just fucking be accepted by your fucking neighborhood. Like, I don't understand it. Like this is the part that like, it's not that I feel the certain way towards the gay community or I hate them. I don't give a fuck about them. Like, they don't matter. Like, they're us. Like, we don't matter. They don't matter. No one matters. So stop fucking trying to put yourself above somebody else. And the whole thing is, explain to me how you find this acceptable to decide for a child that they need to be put on hormones. And then you have these stories that are coming out, but you're saying that these are not real stories, but it's like of people who have detransitioned. They have a subreddit that's literally on detransition pages of people that are like literally going to kill themselves in the next month or so. Transgender, like the transgender like community leads the way in suicide for how small it is. They only make up like a percent, but they make up like, I think they're like 80% of them will commit suicide or some weird fucking number. Like, I will pull it up in the next episode. This was more supposed to be a rant on it. I didn't really look into like, I mean, honestly, like I'm not even like, they have high suicide numbers to the point where there's enough memes and enough jokes out there about transgender people committing suicide. But yet we're sitting here saying that we should do this to our children. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? And like, and it has nothing, like, I don't, like, we can use the whole, like, it's this weird fucking gaslighting bullshit between both parties that should, like, one, children should never fucking be in an adult conversation, period. Like, at all. I just remember as a kid when I tried to interfere with adult conversations, I got told if I didn't leave, I would get my ass beat. So why are we allowing children to have adult conversations when they don't have, like, they don't have the fucking sense or the, like, capability to, like, I wouldn't say the capability. I would just say the maturity, because they're a fucking kid. Like, when did we start doing that? I mean, the only, like, there's a few things that probably comes to mind on this situation. Like, the reason, like, one of them would be, like, because the people that are running this is mentally ill. We can run that narrative. I think they are. I mean, if you decide that your child should be transgender at the age of 8 and nothing that would fuck up their whole entire life, like, because of the hormones that they're going to be put on at the age of 8, like, I can't give my kid steroids at the age of 8. Like, I mean, you can argue the case of saying that's not the same, but in a way it is. It's just one's for, like, what is it? Gender dysphoria. They just have an obsession with, like, changing, like, they don't believe who they are, which a lot of people go through that issue, which is understandable. These are mentally ill people that should probably go talk to a psychologist, but the psychologist is looking at it as money, because it is money, because there's, like, so much fucking of those gender assessment fucking clinics that are popping up. In, like, the early 2000s, there was only, like, 3 of them. Now there's, like, 1,000 of them. So it's all about money. It has nothing to do with, like the actual, like, child. Like, the child feels that he was born this way, which is whatever. Like, I mean, kids are kids. Like, kids should be left alone. Like, we really should not be fucking going into this conversation with kids at all. Like, this should be a conversation with a grown ass adult to another grown ass adult. Like, if you're an adult and you feel that you're like, oh, one day you just woke up and it was like, you know what? I felt my whole life that I'm a fucking dinosaur. Then, you know what, dude, go do it. I think they did a South Park episode of that when Kyle wanted to play basketball and he wasn't tall enough. So he wanted to be tall and black, I think, because basketball players are all tall and black. Which I thought was, it's pretty funny, but because it's true. It's like 89% of the people in the NBA are black or something in that nature. So there was, like, some weird episode where, well, it wasn't a weird episode. It was like his dad wanted to be, always wanted to be a dolphin. So they, like, made him into a dolphin and some weird surgery. And it was just like, it went into that craziness. And I think it was like in the early mid 2000s when they came out with this. So, it's definitely worth watching. It's pretty funny. South Park's funny regardless. And then, okay, going back to not going off subject, but going back to the subject is the, I just think it's just, you know, not their choice. And I don't think, man, I just don't really think that we should be getting into that, like, weird shit with fucking children and fucking children's life up because you have a personal vendetta, like, personal, like, goal to be top in your, like, in your community, or like, look at me, I'm a martyr, like, I did this for the, I'm an ally. And, like, I mean, it was okay with you guys just putting signs in the yard, but when you start changing children's lives, that's gets a little extreme. So the other side of that is too, is that, like, I know that a lot of conservatives are pushing for the whole, like, because transgender in, like, drag shows, are exposing children to, unwanted sexuality and, so, I mean, it's just, you know, it is what it is. I'm just saying it is what it is, because on this, I'm recording it on a different platform and it says I have 30 minutes. So we are going to take this will be part one, and then I will make part two a little bit later in, like, a couple seconds. All right, guys. And so this is going to be the second part of this recording because I am using the Anchor's webpage instead of just using a regular recorder. I wanted to try this out and try different things. I mean, it's still this show is still fairly young for even though that I've only done it's been around for since like 2016, but I also stopped doing it because I said in the one episode I had personal issues going on. Anyways, I went to wanted to look into it so I didn't sound like a fucking idiot. It is from the pubmedical.gov. The suicidality amongst transgender youth. This is about the youth. So it said that data indicate that 82% of transgender individuals have considered killing themselves and 40% has attempted suicide, with suicidal highest among transgender youth. Using a minority stress test and the interpersonal theory of suicide, this study aims to better understand suicide risks amongst transgender youth. That's just the youth. It's going into adolescence. I think they're really into adolescence on this one. So that's another reason why you should probably not force your child to have it's funny how like people say you shouldn't tell other people how they can control their kids, but it still takes a village to raise a kid. But like at the same time, do we not question these weird fucking parents that want to push like mutilation onto their child because they were like, oh, well, he's transgender or she's transgender, so we should just go get a prosthetic penis or cut his dick off and like ruin their life. So when they're like, you know, like 18 or 19, they're like, you know what, man, I don't know why I was in that weird phase from the ages of like fucking 8 to like 14. Like that was just like a weird fucking phase. And then, you know, and then they don't have a functioning body part where they can't do anything about it. So now they have to kill themselves because we just, in a sense, put them in an assisted suicide. It's just, so that's for the adolescents. I'm going to try to find the, oh, here it is. This is from Williams Institute. This is using data from the 2015. So 98% of respondents who had experienced 4 incidents of discrimination and violence in the past year thought about suicide that year. 51% of them attempted suicide in that year. 13% who had been denied equal treatment because they are transgender reported suicide attempt in that past year. 6% of those who have not experienced such treatment reported past year's attempts. Eleven percent of them have been rejected from their family and wanted to commit suicide. 5% of them experienced such rejection has not reported it. So the 11% is them reporting it, and then 5% is them not reporting it. 30% of respondents who were physically attacked in a public place reported attempted suicide in the past year. 7% did not report it. That's a huge gap of people not reporting it versus reporting it. So pretty much, there it is. Like, transgenders killed themselves. And there's, like, I mean, I don't think they get the results that they want from doing what they did. And, you know, maybe someone can explain the overall thought process of this. But unfortunately, there's not. Like, there's no unrational, like, thought process on this. It's either black or white in this situation. You shouldn't mess with kids. Like, you really shouldn't. And for conservatives to say that these are tied into sexual assault, yes, there's also that is the case too. A part of the weird, like, transgender, like, movement that's going on is that there is people tied to it that have sexually assaulted children or want to. But at the same time, you can't point fingers at one side if you're living in a glass house. So when you have priests and pastors who are constantly touching children, or like crazy ass fucking redneck uncles that are touching children, then there's an issue. Overall, across the board, what I said is wood chipper for all pedos. Like, there's no question about it. I don't care what side you play on. Like, this is not a fucking game anymore. This is people's lives. It's damaging children. Like, these children grow up and be damaged for the like majority of their life. There's a track record of them failing in pretty much in every aspect. Or the worst one of all, they kill themselves. Or they go into that violent, like, it recycles. So they were sexually molested, they'll sexually molest. And it's just this fucking vicious cycle. So the best way to do it is the wood chipper. I will be open about that just because pedophilia is wrong. It's very wrong. And then on that notion of pedophilia, there was also the situation that happened with the Virgin Islands and Attorney General, Denise George. She was fired because she filed a lawsuit against JP Morgan Chase for knowingly allowing Jeffrey Epstein to use the bank to facilitate sex trafficking at his island. I'm sure it is a giant coincidence that Joe Biden was in the Virgin Islands as this went down and just got back today when her firing was announced. So this happened also on January 2nd. This is from Robbie Starbuck. This is off of his Twitter page. So he also has, and this is the article. Don't have the title to the article, but it's from Adam Clausfield. Virgin Islands Attorney General loses her job days after suing JP Morgan Chase in a connection with Jeffrey Epstein's probe. The Virgin Islands Attorney General, Denise George, lost her job after suing JP Morgan in connection with her Jeffrey Morgan investigation. Photos VIA 6 DOJ dash or slash US DOJ. That was in parentheses on that one. And the Virgin Islands top prosecutor who reached a more than $105 million settlement with Jeffrey Epstein's estate has lost her job days after suing the JP Morgan and Chase connection, JP Morgan Chase in connection with her probe. The federal lawsuit filed in New York accused the bank of having facilitated, sustaining, and concealed Epstein's human trafficking network. Because of Epstein's own financial footprint and because of the deals and clients that Epstein brought and promised to bring to the bank, the lawsuit alleged these decisions were advocated and approved at the senior level of JP Morgan, including by the former chief executive of his assets management division and investment bank, whose inappropriate relationship with Epstein should be evident to the bank. Indeed, it was only after Epstein's death that JP Morgan blatantly complied with federal banking regulations regarding Epstein's account. Epstein's victims, who sued anonymously in a pair of class actions complaints, previously have accused JP Morgan Chase and Deutsche Bank a complicity in the sex trafficking scheme. Through Epstein died in the jail before his trial, his co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Days after the attorney general filed on the lawsuit, on New Year's Eve, George was removed from her post. Local news outlets in the Virgin Islands reported that the attorney general has not informed the territory's Governor Albert Bryan about her impending enforcement. On Monday, a federally observed holiday, the development was first reported by the Virgin Islands Consortium, citing anonymous sources. Brian Sosinski confirmed sources, Brian, George's termination without proving a explanation for it in a statement sent to multiple news outlets. So, like, pretty much she got fired. And it was one of those, like, jokes that was going around that Biden went to the Virgin Islands for New Year's. And then, you know, she was fired the following day, the day that he comes back. So, I mean, coincidence, I think not. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just some aluminum foil hat guy with a microphone. The AP, like Associated Press, posted a headline that says Biden arrives in the U.S. Virgin Islands to relax between holidays, and it was December 27th. January 2nd, Virgin Islands Attorney General loses her job after suing J.P. Morgan Chase in connection with the Jeffrey Epstein probe. Epstein sex trafficking was aided by J.P. Morgan. This was on December 30th of 2022. The lawsuit was stating, and it was pretty, the NPR reposted that. It's just this funny meme that they show Alex Jones losing his mind, and I'll share it on my page. I think that's going to be the new thing, like the topics of things that I talk about. I'm just going to start sharing photos as well for the episode, so it gives you a more visual of what I'm going to talk about or what I'm pulling it from. Ooh, weird phone noises. Sorry, I'm also on my phone and I'm trying to download stuff and for the episode. So pretty much, yeah, that was the coincidence that I thought was really weird. We could say whatever we want about it, but I mean, it's not a coincidence when you go to the Virgin Islands after the Attorney General pretty much states that she's going to sue JP Morgan. So I'm pretty sure the banks are probably like not wanting that to happen. So they were, you know, pretty much was like, yeah, we got to get rid of her. And, you know, politicians will do whatever they want for their lobbying group, because, you know, they get a cut out of it. It's just, you know, crazy stuff right now. I mean, it's just, you know, crazier right-wing conspiracies. So they have street signs in D.C. now that says stop killing black people and white supremacy kills black people, protect black people and brown children. These are actual signs that are being posted around Washington, D.C. And so these are pretty much where like tourists and everybody, like anybody that comes there to D.C. can see this. And the CDC came out with their own statistics on the DC residents that were murdered in the past 5 years, the actual number. So in the past 5 years of DC residents that were murdered, only 10 of them were white. So actual number suppressed because it is so low. So they don't even talk about it. January 1st, 2018 to December 17th, 2022, residents of D.C., 804 murder victims, 777 were non-Hispanics, and then 766 were non-Hispanic blacks. 26 were Hispanics, and 20 was Hispanic white. So that goes into the white supremacy, because, you know. And then it shows in the graph, it breaks it down by the Hispanic or Latino or not Hispanic or Latino. And it breaks them down in groups. This is also what I found on Twitter. So it's under, don't really, Frank DeSession, DeSession, Session, I believe it is. DeSession? Anyways, probably butchered his name too. I'm hoping that he doesn't come kick me in the dick for fucking his name up. And so the... And well, I mean, that's just some hilarious thing that they posted. So, I mean, it's, you know, you got to stop white, you got to stop white supremacy, guys. I mean, that's the real issue out here in society. This is a fear mongering to people hating other people for their skin color. Kind of crazy. Then we just get over that. The next thing came from Real News, No Bullshit. On their Instagram page, and it was the talking about the classified documents. Because remember when they raided Trump's house on the classified documents, they had SWAT teams that showed up to his house. White House says more classified documents found adjacent to the garage in the President Biden's personal home. Cool, man. I think this came up about him when he was a vice president, and I don't think he has the pardon ability or to declassify information because he wasn't a president yet. So for him to have that is kind of a huge question. And not only that, with his son's laptop and having ties to China files, like, you know, I mean, not China files. Let's not create this weird China thing going out. Well, I mean, it is out there, but having relations with China to work for the Chinese government. And then also, I mean, they were doing corruption in Ukraine too, because that was why Trump was trying to investigate that back in, like, when he first became president, which was more of him trying to get money ties into Ukraine than, like, for the right. So they both just wanted to get their own little money scam going on. So the White House announced on Thursday that President Joe Biden and legal team found an additional set of documents bearing classified markings in the garage of his residence in Wilmington, Delaware. In a statement by the White House special counsel Richard Saber, he revealed that the additional documents were located in the area adjacent to the garage at President Joe Biden's house in Wilmington, Delaware. The administration is working closely to guarantee that the documents are dealt with appropriately accordingly to Saber. Development comes nearly days after it was revealed that President Biden had Obama-era classified documents at a private office in Washington, D.C. According to President Biden, he has no idea the documents were there, how they got there, or what was in them. Of course he doesn't. The guy is fucking senile. Like, he has no fucking clue what planet he's on. Like, the guy doesn't even remember fucking January 6th is like the date of whenever the fucking riot happens. There's video of it. Listening to him talk is literally just enough proof that this guy is incoherent and incompetent and shouldn't be president. So it's just, this is just tick for tack now. Like, they're like, Trump had documents, Trump, but like, Trump's also held on to blah, blah, blah. But Biden was, you know, he's a career-long politician that also has changed his views like 1,000 times, like, to fit the narrative, because he hated gays at one point, and then he think gay people shouldn't be married, and then he hated black people because he didn't think they should be in the same school with his kids, and now he loves everybody. Like, so, like, this guy is just like, I don't understand how the fuck he became president. Like, I don't understand how we went to this point where we had to choose to cut one leg off or another before for fucking Trump or Biden. Like, these two fucking asshats literally should not be presidents. Like, Trump, like, at least, like, you know, outside of the whole fucking thing, like, at least we had peace when Trump was in office. Like, we wasn't really in this real fucking mess with Russia or China or anything of that nature. At least we had fucking peace because the world was scared that this dude was fucking crazy. And the only trouble that they had was pissing the left off on their own fucking platform, which is fucking hilarious because they take everything fucking to heart. It's like a one-sided game. It's like, you can't say this because it's offensive, but I'm going to do it anyways. So, like, they literally tell you, you can't say that because it's offensive, but then I'm going to mock you and then talk shit about you and then criticize your views. And then when you bring it back to me, I cry like a little girl. So I just, you know, this is just, it's gone far enough. Like, I just wish I wouldn't. I'm not going to go wake up America because it just sounds fucking stupid and it's only one side of narrative. It has nothing to do with like what's real, like the average American people is just some crazy fucking right wing fucking Karen that's like has too much time on her hands. So pretty much like the documents, like, and then I guess in a video he said that, well, they were in the Corvette and the garage was locked. Like, that's not even a great place to have classified documents. Like, imagine if I was just like, yeah, it's in my house, like in a room, like my house is locked. Like, it's not like nobody can break into my house or like nobody can break into my car. So, I mean, it's just, it's just, you know, it's just not a good look. And I just want to know, like, the main issue that about this is, one, this is not a good look. And then the ties that he has with the Chinese government and the Russian government and the Ukrainian government and any foreign fucking government out there. Like, that's the issue that I have with him having classified documents just playing around his house. Like, it's like, you know, it's whatever. Like, it's like, you know, you leave, you have like that bin that holds all your bills, like the envelope and stuff. That's what he has, but it's just classified documents. And like, it's just, you know, and he's just so goddamn incompetent. Like, just, he's so incoherent to things. Like, I'm surprised he's still alive. And I'm pretty sure he's probably thinking the same thing. Like, how is he alive? So I don't know. It's this brings up a huge question of what are they talking? Why are they talking about this now? What are they about to pass that's going to take away our rights and our freedoms down the road? What are they trying to gaslight pretty much by using this as their talking point? So, I mean, I guess we'll just have to see what's going to happen in the later time. Some positive news, starting next Tuesday, all American vets that have honorably discharged will be able to access emergency mental health services at any department VA facility or private clinics. Regardless if they're rolled in the VA system or not. So cool, man. I'm glad the VA finally did something. Good for that. I mean, a lot of vets suffer from a lot of mental issues, like not mental issues. I can't say that. I mean, it is issues, but I would say a lot of mental illness. I'm not, somebody's going to take this out of context. I'm not saying every veteran has mental illness. I'm just saying that there's a lot of mental issues that is going on that we're, you know, trying to figure out. Like, I mean, there's a lot of dudes with PTSD and a lot of chicks with PTSD or like some kind of depression or some kind of like anger issue that they can't solve because the military created it. I mean, I'm pretty sure like after the fall of Afghanistan, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of vets that killed themselves because they felt like they were like, they lost the war. Like, you know, the war was like, I just feel bad for people. Especially like, cause I mean like the fall of Afghanistan was pretty rough, man. Like it was one of those, like, it was just like, wow, we just really did a second Vietnam, didn't we? And, you know, it was one of those, like, I really wish we never fucking did Vietnam. Like you figured they would have been like, yo, Vietnam happened, we should probably never do this. But it did. And, then we did it again. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot of vets that just feel upset and angry about it and depressed about it because, I mean, we lost friends over there and, like, a lot of people lost brothers and sisters, too. And it's very disappointing. And it is a rough time. But I'm glad that the VA has decided to open the doors to getting mental health treatment. Mental health is important, even though we talk about it, but we never want to do anything about it. So I just wish that we could actually get past the talking point and just actually get into trying to fix and help people overall. So this concludes this week's episode. I am looking forward to recording more. I'm sorry if you heard a lot of background noises. I normally record at nighttime, but today I just felt like recording during the day. And my housing development is building houses around me. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for subscribing to my podcast. Thank you for listening to me. Like I said, I'm still on like 8 platforms, and I am looking forward to hearing from you guys about any complaints or issues or comments. You can follow me at Ross's, I think it's, man, I don't even know my goddamn handle. It is Ross_Rants_podcast. You can follow me there. I don't know if I still have a Facebook page, but like I don't really get on it, so I just only have an Instagram page. So I can talk to you guys there if you want to, or if you already follow my personal page, you can talk to me on my personal page. I have no problems with that. Thank you, and I hope everyone has a safe Friday the 13th, and I will see you next time.